This is the web stream of KBOO Portland. KBOO is 100% community supported. If you have not yet become a member, go to the website kboo.fm and click on the tip jar.
At 10:15, it's Investigative News Radio with host Dennis Bernstein. At 11, Shahid Hamid hosts It Takes a Village. And at 11:30 on the Radio Zine, Robin Shanti interviews Michael O'Connor of Creative Collaborations about Hump Day, a monthly art and music festival held in Portland's Central East Side Industrial District. Thanks, KBOO members, for your generous support. If you are not a KBOO member, you can become one by going to kboo.fm and clicking on Donate Today. And stay tuned now for Tillicum Wawa. Good night, Robert.
Good night, Jen.
Good night, Pooh.
Good night, Pat.
It's 6 p.m. You are listening to KBOO Portland. Up next, Tillicum Wawa.
Dance companies and orchestras around the world are celebrating the 100th anniversary of Igor Stravinsky's masterpiece, The Rite of Spring. Here in Portland, new choreography to Stravinsky's score will be performed by the Agnieszka Laska Dancers in collaboration with the PSU Orchestra under the direction of Ken Selden. The performance of The Rite of Spring will take place Friday, June 7th at 8 p.m. at Lincoln Hall on the Portland State University campus. More information about this KBOO-sponsored event may be found at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
Where home, where home.
Welcome to the final edition of Tillicum Wawa. This is Shess Lee with a reminder that no matter where you drive your car or take a train on this continent, you're on Indian land.
Right on.
Yes, indeed.
This is Indian country.
Yeah.
The whole thing. This is Etziona, Osio, Yatehe, and hello, everyone.
This is Mike. Hi, everybody. Sorry to see the show end.
And this is Eugene, and I'm not so sorry to see the show end, but I am sorry that this is an activity my wife and I won't be doing, but we'll be doing others, which will be very, very wonderful.
We can play radio at home.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to take you to our favorite music tonight, so let's go right into Burning Sky Native Funk.
We're back. This is Tillicum Wawa, Voices of the People. This is our last show. Chesley and I are retiring, and so we are leaving these seats empty to be refilled by people like you, people who want to come down and keep Native music going, Native issues on the air, Native programming, who want to completely take over KBOO and turn it into KNDN.
Yeah.
So come on down and volunteer. You want to talk to Ani Haynes.
Right on. Yeah, it's real important to have Native news and Native music on, because where else can you get it but KBOO? So come on down, folks. We need you.
True that. Yeah. So we had a good time over at the Indigenous Experience Northwest last Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
And we were on stage. I was very uncomfortable with that. There's a reason that I prefer to be on radio, but it was a very nice crowd. And I just want to put my apologies out there to Ed Admo, because Eugene and I were watching the clock on the wall. It said 6:45, but it was about 10, 12 minutes slow. So he wasn't, and I apologize to the audience that we didn't get him on the air. He is a wonderful storyteller, so much fun and so authentic. Sorry about that, Ed, and sorry to the audience that, that we messed up on the timing.
Yep. But the live audience, everyone that was there, we got to enjoy him and his stories. Yeah. And
the music, wonderful. The music just rocked my world. It was so great. There was the Brian Harrison Trio with Cody Blackbird, with Swill Canem, and with Keith Cicola. And it was such good music and so fun to dance to. Keith had us all out there doing a friendship dance. It was great.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
So that's number one.
And also, Swill Canem was really great. I loved his music. And when I thought we had plenty of time and he was putting his violin down last week, I was like, what are you doing? No, you can't do that. Pick it back up. Play us another one.
And then
And then I didn't realize it was getting so late. Yeah, it was
so
amazing
music. I congratulate TJ Ravenwolf for being the head person of pulling that together. There was a lot of effort from a lot of people who came from all over. But he's the first person that handed us a flyer about it and started talking about it. So
That's great. And this is the first annual, so there will be a second annual.
And during that event, TJ had some pretty big kind of tragedies. His village up in Alaska got flooded.
Oh my gosh.
That was pretty, you know, and he's working through this whole indigenous and trying to keeping it all together. I was really
running
amazed.
On no sleep, lots of coffee. And then there was also a tragedy of a death in the family at the same time.
Oh no, I had no idea. Boy.
So there's always another story behind the faces that you see, or the faces that we put on for people.
That's the truth.
And so get out there, folks. Get out and support these type of events like Indigenous Experience Northwest. And, you know, like there's a powwow coming up this
14th
weekend.
Through 16th, the Delta Park powwow.
That's right. Three-day powwow, folks.
Yeah. That is a fun one, too.
So,
and that's where you want to buy your dad his Father's Day present.
There you go.
Let's go back to some more music. Can you play us a song, Mr. Kurt? Thank you.
Bye. much stolen land, stolen lives justified, human rights violated. Why must we struggle for respect? 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 Francisco Peaks, Mount Graham, Bear Butte, Medicine Lake, Yucca Mountain, Ward Valley, Mauna Kea, Black Hills, Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, and all threatened sacred places. Protect sacred sites. Defend human rights. Protect sacred sites. Defend human rights.
How many times have we talked about the sacred places that are still getting blown over with recycled human waste? That's mm-hmm. what that song's about, from Blackfire. That's mm-hmm. called Peak Song.
Snow?
Yep. The one before that was Philip Charette and Mr. E Live, and it was called Steadfast. Yeah, sacred places are still under assault and probably will be as long as this
as long as
paradigm.
The United States continues to occupy indigenous lands
there
within
you go.
North America.
That's... Mm-hmm.
And idle no more. Don't forget, folks, when it comes through your area, stand up. Don't let them through. Whether it's a highway, a pipeline, or anything else, fracking, whatever they're doing.
And we had.
We have to be idle no more. Proactive.
We did an interview with Philip Charette and had Mr. E Live way back, what, about a year and a half ago, 2 years when that CD came out, Dengard Ticket.
Mm-hmm. So, easy for you to say.
Yeah. I probably said it wrong, too.
No offense was meant. So I remember Segura Tay and talking to those folks down there. All kinds of issues that we've brought to you. You can follow censored news on the internet, and I'm not sure how else for you to find out these things, but... I'm not going to flatter ourselves by saying this is the only source, because you can look this stuff up. Mm-hmm. You can be made aware by Brenda Norell's Censored News, Indians.com. That's with a Z. I want you to be able to have, you listeners out there, to have resources.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's lots of local stuff out here, too. You just have to keep your eyes open, get in with the Native Connect, and there's NARA and NEA. There's all of that out there. And there's here where you, yes, you can come down and fill these empty seats and get whatever type of Native music you want there. Native hip-hop, Native rock and roll, Native traditional,
powwow
all
music.
Of the above, mm-hmm. powwow music.
We should play a powwow song while we're still here.
I don't think we lined any up.
But we can sure get one. We've got a library full of it.
And we have one more powwow announcement when the powwow music comes.
Yeah. So there are so many people to acknowledge. You know, if you start naming them, then somebody's going to get left out. It's going to be a bad scene.
Well,
are
like
you
to
kidding?
Name one at least.
Yeah, but I'd like to make a few.
But I'm
going to
go ahead and acknowledge the late great John Talley, who gave 33 years to the station, to the Native community, and deserves that acknowledgement, and inspired every one of us probably in this room. Mike
Absolutely.
Didn't know him, but by second degree, you are definitely inspired.
I was.
Samantha King, also known as Etsy Yona, between 19 and 20 years. Awesome lady. Thank you for that.
Loved every minute of it.
Eugene, about 19 years. Remember listening, when I first came to Portland, I heard John Talley and the powwow mm-hmm. music, and I was like, that sounds like home.
I know.
In this lonely big city that I moved to from Coos Bay. And the next week I tuned in and it's this radical, what is that guy talking about? This is not the same guy at all. And I actually did really like this radical and his poetry, and now I just love him. Kurt's been with us for 4 years.
Yay.
How did you put up with us that long? He's answering the phone right now. And I've been on the air for 5 years, on and off mostly.
Yeah. And he's kept the lid on us when we want to hoot and holler sometimes in here. He's done a great job with us.
Don't have explosive laughter so close to the mics. That's the... Some of our guests that
That one sounds familiar. Where did I hear that one before?
I'm not sure. You might have said it a few times.
Where did I hear that?
Of course, we could talk about how we got our name and how that all came about.
I'd also like to thank our ninjineer,
Ian.
Yes, absolutely.
He's been with us for, I don't know, 6 months or so now.
Right.
Something.
The Hall of Famers. And I want to mention our friend Brandon out there at the front desk.
Yeah.
It's mutual, Brandon.
And Ed Medmo and Charles Littleleaf and his flutes and, how many people have been on our...
Cody Blackbird. We've had...
Keith Sokolos.
Yep.
Will Canem.
And we had a whole bunch of Jan Michael Looking Wolf. And the CDs are gone. I don't know where they went. But he has just got the best and most beautiful music.
We had so many wonderful people that wanted to put their energy into this native programming. So don't let it out of your mind, folks.
That's right. Keep it going if you can, if you will. We're just going to step back and see what will grow.
Yeah.
It's time for a new direction.
I'm going to get more sleep.
Yeah.
That's for sure you will.
There you go.
And I won't have to come all the way up from Eugene.
I just want to say thanks, too, to everyone who's called in, dropped by, spoken up, given us feedback. We appreciate all of you. LJ just called to say how sad he is to see us go, and it's
mutual.
We're
sad to go, too.
We are. So I want to dedicate the next song to all these rock and roll radio stars. This is Buffy St. Marie's Star Walker.
All right.
Sanctuary, you can feel the breath of God, and it's older than I'm memory, heard our every word. A thousand years our church has stood, a thousand years returned to sacred ground. To sacred ground. To sacred ground. It's our shrine in all the glory. It speaks to those who find a voice from their creator. It's in the wind, the sun, the sky, and grandfather gave it to us and shares it for all time. The ancient place where we have prayed, revealing the divine on sacred ground. On sacred ground. On sacred ground. How is it someone else decides? Our church is nothing more than a playground or a monument. We don't belong here anymore. Do we lay down and be silent in quiet disbelief? Last one standing, remember what it means on our sacred ground. On sacred ground. On sacred ground. When did sacred lose its meaning? And did I blink or turn my head? Our place is just as holy as four walls with stained glass. The miracle is healing. Our medicine is true. The vision's everlasting. And it's all we ever knew on our sacred ground.
That's Michael Boucher. I bet you guessed the title of that.
And
sacred
all,
ground.
All this land is sacred, folks. That's why we have to do things like stop the KXL pipeline, stop people from putting dirty snow on the San Francisco peaks, stop hydraulic fracking, which
stop
will turn,
Monsanto.
Stop Monsanto. We have to bring an end to these things. And we have to celebrate and enjoy our lives as well. So you can do all of those things. You have the power. Get on it. And I know a lot of you already are. Those of you who aren't, jump on board. There's plenty of room.
Right on. We are the people.
We are in it together. And to ignore that fact is going to be the death of us, and the infighting and the conflict, and you're not doing it right, and he said, she said, won't get us anywhere. And I'm guilty of all of that. It's a lesson. And we, in order to go forth and to build things and create things that are beautiful and strong and healing, we need to stay away from the other.
Yes, indeed.
We have to stay together. We are tribal.
And you all know that this is Tillicum Wawa, Voices of the People, and this is our last radio show. We are, Cecily and I are retiring and moving on to
and
other
so
things.
So is, by default, Etsy, Yona, and Mike.
Works for me.
We'll see if we can't get something possibly started down in our way in Eugene, but we certainly do need some people up here. There's a lot more natives up here, a lot bigger city. So everybody come on down and say what you have to say. You know, don't be afraid.
That's right.
Your airways. You are Americans. You are free.
That's right. It's kind of, the tragedy is for me, and everything in life is temporary. I know this more acutely than most people because I see people die, watch them dying, help them die comfortably, I hope. That's my job. Mm-hmm. So I'm used to saying goodbye. But the tragedy here is that it's the end of 33 or more years, 35 maybe years of maybe? Native radio on KBOO.
I know.
Yeah.
It's a sad one.
So, and I want to tell you folks something. When there was an availability of a radio program down here some 20 years ago, 19 years ago or so, the programmer for Inchiwana Oyateki suddenly wasn't there, and there was a white man in his place, and that white man's name was Mike Mulhall. I know you're listening, Mike. You're awesome. And he would always say very respectfully, you know, I'm just here to save this time for Native radio. Anybody wants to come down and, awesome. You know, start volunteering? And so one day, you know, I was a coward. And I know, you know, everybody's a coward. Everybody's brave. I was a coward. And one day, all of a sudden, Mike didn't show up for 45 minutes. And I was scared because I read poetry on the previous show, Enchiwana Oyateki, a few times. And I knew Cheech. So I came down and I met Mike. And I said, hey, Mike, you know, I can come down. I've read poetry on Cheech's show. And I can come down and you know, say, you know, read some more poetry if you need some filler. And he goes, okay, you want to be the co-host? And I didn't know what to say. I'd never been, and I just kind of went, I guess. And so, you know, it's not that easy nowadays. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to go through things, but you have to, the first thing you have to do, whoever you are, mm-hmm. is to walk through that door at 20 Southeast 8th. Mm-hmm. You need to talk to Ani Haynes. Mm-hmm. You need to start going through all the work, and since there will be an opening here, a couple of empty seats here, they may put you on the air fairly quickly with a lot of help to make sure you know right. what you're doing.
There's a lot of training available here.
Yeah. And so it's really great. It's really easy. Chesley and I need to move on with our lives, so in a different direction. We've been really grateful that we've been able to do this for so many years. I didn't want to do this.
Oh, I know.
He's the crier in the family.
But so am I. I'm a tenderhearted thing. Too, you know, and it is a hard one to say goodbye to everybody. But it's important to keep Native Radio on the show. And since he told you about his introduction to Native Radio, I want to tell you about mine with John Talley. About 20-some years ago, I had just moved to Portland between divorces and trying to get lost and getting my daughter into a good school, and I felt very lonesome. And I turned on the radio. It just happened to come on Indian World with John Talley.
He saved her life.
I'm telling you. And I heard Indian music. I got out of my chair. I started dancing. I said, I feel at home.
That's what I was doing.
And I called him and I said, you don't know how wonderful and inspiring, what a gift and blessing this is to hear you. And he says, would you like to come down and visit at the studio? And I said, I would love to.
Wow.
And so when I got the courage to come down and visit with him, I did, and he was on the air, and he had me read a few things. Mm-hmm. And then he asked me to come back. And then he asked me to come back.
Sweet.
And then pretty soon, I just stayed. And I even moved out of Portland. I was here for two years with him. And I moved out of Portland, and I would move down to Eugene. And I hitchhiked. I drove. I took the train. I did everything. I was hooked. I realized that there was a big need, folks, for native news. It's blocked out on ABC, CBS, and NBC. All of the
mainstream
big
things.
Right. Totally blocked out since the Reagan years. That was the federal mandate. And I'm telling you, places like this, KABU, and other PBS stations and independent stations, you can find this kind of news and on the internet. And we really need people to hear this. I mean, it saved my life. It saved Sushli's life. It saved Eugene's life. And he's here by osmosis. I hope it's enriching his life, Mike.
Well, I just want to say that, you know, I'm a relative newcomer. And just since I came on to be on the show with you guys, it's not that hard. You got really good staff here, lots of training. All you got to do, like Eugene says, walk through the door. And it's not that hard.
And if any native people out there are interested and, you know, you need a vote of confidence, we'll stand beside you. We'll come in with you.
Yeah, we can help. I probably won't come in if it's at this time, but Chesley could. And, you know, I want to make one thing. One of my greatest early experiences was when Vine Deloria was still alive.
Right.
It must have been about 18 years ago. And it was during the Kennewick Man case. And I thought, well, I'm going to call out to Colorado University and see if I can get an interview with him. And I called up. And this guy answered the phone. I was like, hi, I'd like to leave a message for Vine Deloria. He goes, this is Vine Deloria. You answer your own phone. He laughed, and it was great because I started to realize that all these people who I considered superheroes were also humans.
It's a lot of deep emotion. And you know, John Talley and I did interview Vine Deloria Jr., who wrote God Is Red.
Yeah, that's the same Vine Deloria.
And we interviewed him, and we interviewed Chief Rolling Thunder from the Southwest, Cherokee shaman. And he came up, and we broadcast him live on our show. I mean, there's so much wealth here. We just need more people because we're the older generation. We need new blood coming in here and stirring it up and getting people on the air, telling it like it is, what's going on, and telling people the truth.
And from a historical perspective and a legal perspective about treaties and how that affects the federal laws and your living here. Mm-hmm. And I would really like to see more respect given to our First Nations from everybody and to Mother Earth. And we are here to protect her.
Yep. Absolutely.
We're not dead and gone. We may not look like the pictures that you see or the Italian dude on the commercial with the tear rolling down his face in a river full of trash. I don't look like that, but we're still here.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
I want to say thanks also because we forgot our friend Lewis earlier, and I don't know how many years
he's been here.
I don't know.
But Lewis Soa, a great guy and just a pleasure. I'm going to miss him a lot.
Yeah. We'll have to have him over.
Thanks to the staff here, Jenka, Ani, and Chris Merrick, who was here before. Andrew Geller, he says, I remember the last day of my show, too. He was all smiles.
See, Chris Merrick, we're actually doing it.
I think that it's time for that Blackfire song that you picked out, my dear. Stand strong.
Stand strong.
Stand strong.
Follow your heart. Follow.
know. We have one last... our show has... Telecom Wawa has one last powwow announcement to make. The NATE 3rd Annual Powwow is on June 29th and 30th, all day. And Nick Sixkiller will be the MC. Yay! And it will be at the South Umpqua High School Powwow at 558 Chadwick Lane, Myrtle Creek. And the Bow and Arrow Culture Club's 43rd Annual City of Roses Delta Park Powwow and Encampment. Don't forget, June 14th through the 16th, East Delta Park, right downtown. Call for 503-984-7303. 503-984-7303 for more announcements. Grand entries Friday, 7 p.m., Saturday noon and 7 p.m., Sunday high noon. Required colors at 6. Sounds like there's going to be a silent auction and a fun walk and fry bread and other booths and traditional Native American games. Bring your friends and neighbors, folks. Stay together. We are all the people. Keep us all together. If we stick together, we'll change things that we want to change. Turn them on to the powwows. Turn them on to the we're all here together. Let's hear some more of that dancing music.
Yeah, there we go. There we go.
Oha.
Yeehaw.
I thought that was aho.
Funny thing about that. Funny thing, it reminds me for some reason of the Hawaiian alphabet with mm-hmm. with their 13 letters or something. Mm-hmm. All of the streets over there start with K and end with A, seems like.
And every vowel is pronounced exactly the same. There's no variation like ours.
It's really hard.
I thought it was easier that way.
Yeah, keep it simple, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we're reminiscing about the beginning of Telecom Wawa, and that's a Chinook jargon phrase. It means, roughly translated, the voices of the people. We got permission to use that from... somebody from Grand Ronde, Eric Bernardo. And little friend Peter, also known as Urban Scout, because he is actually a speaker of that language.
Yeah.
And we were hoping to create a kind of inclusiveness that wouldn't be strictly one tribe or even strictly Native, but for all the people passing through this area that we could get on the same page and talk to each other.
Mm-hmm.
So, don't know how that worked out, but...
I think it's been marvelous myself for 20 years, and especially this show. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
People just dropping by to, like, yeah.
Juliana Brown Eyes and Scotty... Scotty... Cliff?
I want Cliff. To say Cliff,
yeah. And yeah. And what a privilege to have had so many people on here, and...
Iacopa and Inette.
And what I was going to say was about the two-hour special about the nuclear generator up the river mm-hmm. and having all those folks on, Miriam Gurman and John Bravehawk, friends of ours now.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, yeah. So the day that we started, the second show of ours was on a Thanksgiving day in the morning.
2010.
And we had Inette and Iokepa here. Mm-hmm. John Talley came down in his wheelchair. What a privilege. My son was here. You were here. Red Willow was here. I was here. Who else? There was somebody else, it seemed like.
Lewis,
yeah. And my son.
I think Kurt was our engineer that day, too, weren't he?
No, it was Emily Young.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I don't know. I remember it, too.
Do you?
Yeah, I was there.
Oh.
Then so if I was not your engineer, then I guess I was just in the building for some reason.
No, I think Kurt
working.
Was. But anyways.
Yeah. Anyway, we have this memory of it, this little CD that's in the player. So we're going to go ahead and listen to that, a little bit of that. Now, this is the music from our second show that was on Thanksgiving Day.
Great.
Thank you.
You have been listening to the very last Tillicum Wawab Voices of the People.
With fond memories of Inet Neokepa, who speak up and stand up for Hawaiian culture. Bretta is there, who sang about the another tragedy of Hawaii's lands and culture being stomped on by colonization, which Kamehameha unknowingly assisted in happening. So mm-hmm. that's what that song is about, yeah, in my understanding.
Yeah. Hawaii 78. And it's been great. It's been fun. I've loved doing radio with you, beautiful.
One of the things I liked the best is I got to meet you guys. That was so cool.
Thanks, Mike. Yeah.
Friendship started, and they'll be maintained in another way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And for whoever comes down to take over this, you know, we will assist you. You know, just contact mm-hmm. us, and we'll help you out.
Mm-hmm. We're going to leave you with one last song, and it's really an admonition for all of us to remember our ancestors and to carry on in a way that's worthy of them.
Carry on the culture.
Learning to say goodbye without anger, without hate, just with love and good
intentions. Be good to each other. Help each other.
And in my language, Salagi Cherokee, there is no word for goodbye. It is Donadagohahi, which means until we meet again.
Natedishta. Be careful. Take care.
We'll see you at the fry bread stands.
I'm next.
Of our creation and past, so we may preserve Mother Earth for ancestors yet to come. We are the land of land. To our brothers and sisters and all living things across Mother Earth, her beauty we've destroyed and denied the honor that the Creator has given each individual. The truth lies in our hands, all my creations.
Development or new media? Are you excited about the possibilities for KABU's future?
Are you an active member? Then here's your chance to bring your know-how to the KABU Foundation Board of Directors.
Applications are now being accepted until June 28th, with candidate training on June 30th. To apply, go to kboo.fm/board elections or email kboo elections@gmail.com.
Two, three, four.
Y'all ready for this?
Ladies and gentlemen,